Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off.
Today's show, I'm answering your emails on ex-girlfriends, long-distance sex, and sexless marriages. Plus, we'll tell you the best kind of sex you're not having, but should be. Thanks, everyone, for listening. But first, oh my God, guess what? Valentine's Day right around the corner. I know. You might love it. You might hate it. But if you're seeing someone or you just have friends with benefits, I don't care what you call your relationship. People would like to be recognized on this day of love or this day of sex or whatever you want. I actually think it should be about something a little sexy. So, Good Vibes. You've heard me talk about Good Vibrations for years. GoodVibes.com. It's your one-stop shop for Valentine's Day. If you go to their website, you're going to see they have special packages, best toys for her, him, couples. You know, you could get... You know, they carry all the best sex toy brands. So there's these little Vibratex girls, they're called. They're really cute. They come in little leather pouches for your partner. She can use a makeup bag and she can have a vibrator. There's also the most orgasmic vibrator of all time. You've heard me talk about the magic wand. Well, now it's coming out soon, Unplugged. They're making an Unplugged version, which I can't believe, which is amazing. You can get little games. You might not want to get into sex toys, but they have fun games. Because you know what? Valentine's Day, yeah, you can go to dinner and get roses and all that, but don't you just want to have really good sex? So go to goodvibes.com. Use coupon code Emily, GVEmily20, and get 20% off. That's goodvibes.com. Use GVEmily20 for 20% off. Thanks for listening.
Into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
Listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where you can check out all of our podcasts, sign up for our mailing list, and subscribe to our newsletter, which kicks ass. Oh, and you subscribe to it now because we'll be giving you great, like, our gift guides. We recommend that you get people, your partners or your people or yourself, because, hey, it's a day of love. Love yourself. Get yourself something. And I don't know where I go. People are like, hey, I like your emails. I actually read them. So check it out. Also, subscribe to us on iTunes because you'll never miss one. We do two shows a week. And you can also review us on iTunes if you happen to be down. Speaking of reviews, this is my last thing. I'm here with Menace.
Hello.
He's on the phone anyway. I didn't want to disturb you.
No, I just let you do your thing.
No, but here's the thing. I have a survey right now.
All right.
Because I just posted a survey. And if you listen to the show, it'll take you like literally 2 minutes, 3 minutes to fill out. And it'll help us so much because after 10 years of doing the show, which I can't believe, I just want to hear from you, like, what are your comments, suggestions, what do you like, what don't you like, all that. And if you fill it out, you are entered to win a bunch of stuff we're giving away.
Like, do I get really rave reviews? Presents. Is there any questions about should we have them on or not?
It's like thumbs up, thumbs down, menace.
Oh, no.
No, you would never do that. You're the family, dude.
I know.
So just check out my survey. I'm going to be tweeting it, Facebook. It'll be on my website, all that stuff. And I'm at Sex with Emily across the board if you don't follow me. Menace is at Menace. What up, yo, Menace?
What's going on?
Dude,
what is new in your life?
Friggin' insane.
I want to know what's going on.
Well, I've been, I just found out that I'm co-hosting the People's Podcast Awards with Dennis Miller in Vegas in April.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
That's awesome.
I know. I think I mentioned to you briefly last week, but I'm so excited. Like, Dennis Miller, like,
Yeah, that's huge.
He's hilarious.
Yeah.
He's great. He's fun. He's such a talent.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited about that. I just came off of, like, 3 weeks of a lot of sex shows and all that stuff.
Traveling,
so I'm just traveling and stuff. And so it's been good. And then I went with Norm, who runs Podcast One, to the Lakers game.
Yeah.
And we sat on the floor, you know, like the courtside seats between like the Lakers bench and the
Yeah, yeah.
Like there are only 8 seats. It was amazing. Like we're like touching the play. They're like sweating on me.
Wow.
It was so fun. Like I don't think I can ever go to another sporting event again.
Oh, yeah. Once you have like that experience, it'll be kind of hard to
it was,
be like,
I know. And I'm not really, I'm dating. There's like been a few rotational men, shock. But that's kind of where I'm at right now. Like, I actually have had a really good year. I feel like I'm finally getting into LA. Like, I feel like this is home.
Uh-huh.
It truly is. So, I'm good about it.
That's great.
How about you?
I'm awesome. I love it here, you know, to sign my lease again for another
year.
You
did?
Yes.
You're going to be here for another year? Shut up.
Yeah.
Good.
So, that's great.
You're not going back to the Bay Area. No, I'm going back.
No. The radio show. I do a radio show called The Woody Show. I'm not Woody. Everyone knows that. Every morning on Alt 98.7. You can search it everywhere if you want to find. Just search The Woody
it's
Show
awesome.
If you want to
And
listen
if you wanted to look at Menace, he's got billboards all over the city.
Yeah, but they're like cartoon figures of me, so.
Well, what else, dude? There's no cartoon figures of me on the billboard, so.
But know, yeah,
it's better than just like you with a bag over your head.
I know. So it's super fun doing radio here in Los Angeles, and I get to be here in person with you and do podcasts once in a while. That's great.
I love that we still
and then
do this.
You're all over the place. You're recording podcasts all the time.
I know.
You
know? I'm doing.
I remember when it was just like once a month or twice, and now it's just like you're all over the place. You're with Anderson recording podcasts.
I'm Anderson. Yeah.
You're on Loveline recording. There's so many different things that you're doing. It's insane.
It's a little bit insane. Well, but the thing is, don't you think it's always been insane, but this year has been like a skyrocket.
Yeah.
The last 12 months.
There's so much more at Sex with Emily content. It's crazy.
I know.
So everyone needs to go to sexwithemily.com. Again, go to iTunes, search Sex with Emily. Make sure you review the show. That's always fun.
It is fun. And you know what? The first time you said that, because I never think to like, people really do it. And we appreciate it. Because if people don't know us and they're surfing the
internet,
surfing the interweb, and they come across it, and you like it, that makes us feel good.
Because
we just want to make you feel good. Isn't that why we're here? To make y'all feel
good? Super cool. And then all the listeners that tweet me all the time, and then it's funny because I do the terrestrial radio show, whatever, but there's like
terrestrial radio is like AM, FM, people sometimes.
Yeah. It's like, you know, when you're in your car and you turn on the radio, that's like terrestrial radio. But when I do that, there's also like Sex with Emily listeners that like make the connection that, oh, it's the same guy.
The Menace, right?
Yeah.
Do they ever call in and say anything?
No, but they'll tweet me and stuff like that. Yeah.
Dude, you're famous.
It's off topic. Because we do a show, it's more like pop culture and stuff like that. Not
right, that's why they don't
We don't do a sex show.
Sex doesn't go with the morning drive time people.
No, I mean,
which it should.
We do cover like some sexual topics, but it's not a show like completely about sex.
I get
sex.
It. It's a morning show.
We did this
You guys
thing.
Like they give each other wedgies and stuff and laugh. And
we did.
I was thinking like the morning zoo. Usually.
We were covering this thing. Lately it was like edible anus, which was insane. It's
edible
like a
anus?
New thing. Yeah. Like people give chocolates to each other. It's weird.
Like it's a piece of chocolate that looks like an anus.
Yeah. But
oh,
it's
I
like molded,
but
like it's your mold.
I mean,
your
I
own.
Have that. I mean, I went to the, I have chocolate penises, chocolate vaginas.
Yeah. But no, it's like a mold of your own.
Oh,
I'll show you later.
Dude, like a fleshlight, but it's chocolate. It's of your anus and not of your penis.
I will tell you about it. Let's don't get too much into it.
Okay, so I wanted to talk today. We're going to answer the emails from people's. Mm-hmm. I love hearing from you at feedback@sexwithemily.com. And there is a study that came out by Lifestyles condoms. They make my actually, I'm sort of obsessed with their new condoms. They're Lifestyles and also Skin, SKYN. They make these condoms that are a lot of people are allergic to latex or thin, whatever. Mm-hmm. They're really good condoms. But the point is, they have a survey. And they had some interesting findings in the survey. And I just wanted to see what you think of them. The first thing was spontaneous or unplanned sex is the occasion with the best sex. So here's the results. 63% of females, 57% of males agree that spontaneous or unplanned sex is the occasion with the best sex. So you're in a long-term relationship. What do you think about that? Can you even have spontaneous sex?
Yeah, you can. So totally.
Good. Do you do it, though? Do you initiate it?
Yeah. Yeah. Just like, you know, just out of nowhere.
Like in the morning when you have a boner and you roll over and have sex.
Well, not as early as I get up. I get up so early. And because it doesn't happen as often because, again, I'm exhausted by the time I get home. But it does happen here and there.
Right.
Where, you know, you just got to go for it.
Totally.
Yeah, just do it. I wish, again, this is always goes back to every single thing. We talked about it on the last podcast, even like text messaging or just like let's just make it the year where women initiate more. You know, you want to talk about like everything is equal and everyone's on equal playing fields. Why don't we just make it? Like, why does the guy have to be the almost like the...
I know, I understand.
The initiator all the time.
You're right.
It doesn't have to... apparently women are just as horny as guys are. That's what I hear.
It's just the way it's gone down. Women are intimidated by it, too, and they're afraid they're going to get shut down or look slutty. But people, everyone should just get over it. If you're with someone and it doesn't even matter if you're in a relationship or you're just dating. If you want to have sex and you're with someone that you've had sex with before, just go for it. Start some making out. And
I'm supporting equal.
Yeah, women should give back to the initiation too.
Yeah, go for initiative. It.
So that's funny because this came up on Loveline the other night, which is so funny. But I actually have a friend who just walked in, so I want to say hi to Josh. Have you met Josh yet?
Josh, we talked briefly in the lobby.
So Josh is awesome because you were saying that I'm on Loveline, which is people always want to. I actually met some people, and I'm on every Thursday night. And so if you miss it, it's live in a bunch of cities, but it's a podcast that comes out on Monday morning. So I'm on. That's the one that I'm on. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I met Josh, and he has a vaping company, which is hi Josh. Are you on
right there?
Okay, good. Yeah. So Josh Crane, it's called Craft Vapery.
Nice.
I do understand like this. So, okay, we met at Loveline. We were like talking for 2 minutes. I thought it was awesome because I think the whole vaping craze right now is like, it's a whole new.
Oh, it's exploded.
Yeah. They're like hanging out or they're talking and they're everyone, which is great because people aren't using cigarettes. But he's so funny because we were talking about sex, of course. Mm. And it was like, we were talking about how like sex and smoking and all that is related. And we were talking about the benefits of it. I'm like, yeah, it's like after sex, you like have a cigarette, but now you can just like have your vape. You don't have to leave the house. Mm-hmm. And Josh, hello, was saying that it actually gave him more stamina vaping. And I wanted to hear more about that.
Oh, I can imagine it does, right?
Oh, it does.
Talk to me about this.
So I smoked for years.
And you smoked cigarettes? How long did you smoke?
23 years.
Wow.
And you get winded, right? It's not great for you physically. It has a big physiological effect, you know, and you feel heavy and weighed down and certainly don't have the lung capacity or the breath capacity. And, you know, I'm not much of an athlete, but I do love sex. Right. Probably my favorite topic after vaping. And
we should do vaping and sex with vaping and
anytime you want.
I'm sure there's a video out there somewhere where it's happening.
If not, someone should create
totally,
that.
Yes.
So, you know, I didn't start vaping to have better sex, but it's definitely one of the side effects of switching from cigarettes to vaping is I have much better sex. My stamina is much better. I enjoy it better. It's not a chore, you know.
Exhausting.
I'm 40, right?
Yes. Right.
So sometimes, you know, a long, prolonged, you know, real physical, you know, interaction with my wife, that kind of takes everything out of me. And then I got to lay down and I want to have a snack and then curl in a ball and go to sleep.
I totally get it.
My stamina went way up.
That's amazing. Okay, so was this the thing that got you to quit smoking after 20
Absolutely.
Years?
Absolutely.
So that's
the
why
only
you got
thing.
Into the
I tried the patch and the gum.
Yeah. I like the gum. I mean, I used to smoke on and off. I just kind of like the gum.
I like the gum, but I found that I was just addicted to the gum.
Exactly. Yeah. I like the vapes better.
And the patch was horrible, right? It made my skin bleed and it was, you know, it was bad.
So why are they like it's a movement right now.
It is. Yeah.
It's a friggin' movement. Like, I can't believe it.
It's the fastest growing industry in America.
Wow. Right?
It's $2.5 billion after just a couple of years, projected to grow by another billion this year alone. So it's literally one of the fastest growing industries in the country. It's in every country. It's in every city. It's a thing. And when you go, especially here in LA, you go to a bar and you go outside, used to be there'd be 10, 12 people smoking cigarettes. Now half of them are vaping.
It's true. Yeah.
And I want to see all of them vaping.
I think we should. It's so important. I mean, because really, I mean, also we were talking about going back to the sex thing, is that one of the biggest killers of your sex drive and you're thinking, yeah, I'm not into it, is because you're unhealthy. People don't exercise. They don't eat right.
Yeah.
And the second you start taking care of that stuff, I promise you that your sex life will get better. And apparently, if you vape too, you will have more stamina. But why are they all so phallic looking? You have beautiful machines here, after craft vapory. Like, let me see that one. That one, maybe not.
Yeah, this one, you know, this is a really high-end device.
This is so pretty. Okay.
Wow.
Let's put pictures of this. We'll take pictures.
Most of them are kind of phallic. I know lots of women that, you know, ask me this very same question, you know. This one here, which is the Aspire Premium Kit, is one of the ones we sell. My wife looks at this and she's like, that looks like it's going to run out of batteries in a few minutes.
I think you should make a vibrating vapor.
I would love to do that.
Let's talk about that offline.
I would love to do that. I think what you'd have to figure out is which end you used for the vibrator and then which end you used for the vaping. I don't know that everyone would want to put
good
the
points.
Same end.
We
got to
put like sanitation things in. Okay, let's not go down that road. Yet.
But you know, they do make little condoms for the end so that you could share.
Oh, that's important.
Wow. So, but I feel like that would also kind of lend itself more to making a vaping vibrator.
Right. Okay.
I'm going to go back to my partners. We're going to work on it.
Okay, and I'm happy to help because I've tried every vibrator on the planet as part of my job.
Yeah,
but I have a question for you because I have a friend who was just like on a diet and she's like kind of a snacker and she started vaping and she said it helped her lose weight too.
So no one ever thought that that's where vaping was going to go. You know, we all thought vaping was, I'm a cigarette smoker. This is an alternative to cigarette smoking. In a lot of ways, it's a safer alternative. But what we find is, because the nicotine and the juices are flavored, and you can get all of them without nicotine, by the way.
Right. Okay, that's cool.
About 30% of my customers are no nicotine, never had nicotine.
It's like an oral fixation.
Exactly.
It feels good. It's calming.
We find a lot of video gamers love vaping, and even at the no nicotine levels, because it's you know, it's something to kind of do. It helps to kill the downtime, and you name a flavor. Short of turkey sandwich, and I'm imploring the industry to come up with a turkey sandwich flavor.
Right. You've got every flavor there.
They're all out there. And so, you know, perfect example, I'm sitting on the couch one day, I'm vaping a funnel cake flavor. My wife looks over at me and she's like, F you, Josh. Seriously, the whole house smells like funnel cake. And I can't stand it.
Cake.
I want to eat. And I just handed her my vape. She's a vapor.
Right.
She immediately picks it up. She's like, okay, this is great. No calories.
Right.
There was one study that says they have, you know, a couple of calories.
Oh, geez,
but the actual act of vaping burns about as many calories as that. So it's a net neutral thing.
Right, exactly.
I find it's a tremendous alternative to snacking. I used to be a huge snacker. And so that maybe that's another side
effect.
You
look really fit and good.
I'm a lot less fit now than I was a few years back.
Right, but you look good. I get it, though. You don't make you just roll
overly
fixated.
And so for me, you know,
I'm
sitting at my desk. I can reach for Oreos or I can reach for an Oreo flavored vape. And so for me, I'd much rather have the vape, keep my girlish figure nice and trim.
Exactly.
And,
so Craft Vapory, you started, how is it different? Like your company and stuff.
So Craft Vapory is a subscription service, right?
Oh,
essentially,
that's so
there's
cool.
a,
that's
there's
the
a
hottest
ton
thing
of, you know, the industry is only a couple years old. There's a ton of brands out there, thousands, right? There are tens of thousands of flavors in the industry. So if you just start vaping today and you walk into a vape shop, it's daunting. It's overwhelming. And people don't know where to start. So Craft is really a service that helps you get started, helps you to focus in on what you're actually going to like. We help you find the right hardware. We help you find the right liquids. And then we deliver them to you every month.
Oh, that's
and all
cool.
you have to do is basically tell us, I like tree fruits. I like citrus. I like candy. I don't like baked goods. I don't like mints. I don't like menthol. And you can yum or yuck any combination of those flavor categories. And then my experts look at your profile. And as you're with us over
That's
time,
cool.
your history with us. And then we can send you an exact match for you. So if I send you a box, it's for Emily. It comes with a handwritten
note. It's so beautiful, like your packaging
Thank
and
you.
Stuff. Yeah, so it's a good gift.
Most of my industry is marketing to bros. Right.
Okay.
Flat brim hat, sleeve of tattoos, baggy
but
shorts.
But it just looks like it's well made. You've well made products.
I decided.
Like, I trust you. I'm like, that looks like I would go down with that. I've had a few vapes, but like I.
That's what we were shooting for. We wanted a brand that was
them.
Accessible. We wanted something that didn't feel too masculine, too feminine.
No, right.
You know, that sat
Gender
right in the
neutral.
Middle. And, you know, 51% of our customers are women. The marketing for the industry would imply otherwise.
Right.
Would say that 100% of it was men.
I think it could be a good Valentine's Day gift. A couple wants to quit smoking together, they buy it for each
other.
It's
an amazing
thing. So, you know what? You're awesome. So we met. He was on Love Line the other night. We met. If you go to craftvapory.com, that's craftvapery.com, and this is so nice of you, enter promo code NaughtyEmily, And you're offering a 20% off subscriptions and 10% off all shop orders through March 31st.
Yeah, I figured, you know, if I was coming in to say hi, I might as well.
A promo code.
That's the best gift I can
Okay,
bring.
So Naughty Emily Craft Rapery, if you've been thinking about it, you want to try it, like, you will set them up with the exact, because it's confusing now. If you go to a store, you're like, I don't know what I want, but you're going to, like, help people figure it all out. And I love that you're doing this.
Yeah, and that's, for me, it.
And that you have more stamina in bed. I'm happy for you.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, I my wife asked me what I was doing today. I kind of went through the calendar and I'm like, oh yeah, and sex with Emily around 4 o'clock. And she was like, I hope not buying her dinner.
Right. Yeah, that's hilarious, right? They never buy me dinner. Pisses me off.
But it's been a tremendous thing. And for me, it's really about touching people, right? Smoking kills more people than anything else out there. It smells bad. It's unattractive, right? I certainly got laid a lot less when I was, when I was smoking.
Right.
And it's in essence, if you don't find a woman who's also smoking, like, everyone else is just kind of out of the selection. Like, oh yeah, that guy who stinks like cigarettes.
Right. Exactly. No
so,
one's into it.
You know, as a lifestyle choice, this was a fantastic switch for me. And it's something I want to share with everybody I know. So,
I think it's great. I think you did a good job because I know a lot of people into it. I think that you have got a formula that's just really going to work. Really,
and I did also bring
a
you a setup
you
for
did?
Yourself. I did. So there's in the box is a starter kit for you and a variety of flavors. You know, I want everyone to love vaping. It's gotten some bad press lately.
I know, but why? There's no nick. Yeah,
I think. Well, sorry. I think a lot of it also is, and this always happens, like, lawmakers, they don't understand it. So they're like, we need to regulate it. We don't know what's going on. You know, we're old and out of touch, you know,
right? Exactly.
Where they're like just banning vaping in like public areas.
Yeah.
And stuff,
I think it's
like
harmful.
That.
Or you're blowing smoke. It's like, no, you're blowing funnel cake. That smells really good. And someone, you know, if you smell it at
I've
all.
Never once had someone say, hey, that smells horrible. Do you mind not doing it? I've had tons of people say, is that funnel cake? Can I try
Which
it?
Which is a good thing.
And that's my favorite thing ever.
Well, in the office, I do the radio show that I do is with four people, and one of the guys vapes, and we have all decided that flan is our favorite flavor that he uses.
Okay,
so,
flan.
So it's always flan in the office.
Do you flan?
I do. I have one flan.
You have everything.
Kind of a custard flavor. Yeah, we've got, you know, we've got about 400
you're
different flavors.
With sweets. Okay.
If you name a flavor, especially on the sweet side, we've got it.
Okay, I love that. So Josh, you're awesome.
Thanks,
I'm so
Emily.
Glad you're here. Craftvapery.com, and they use, I love Naughty Emily. That's so cute. Naughty Emily.
Every code you do on the show should be Naughty Emily.
Well, it's always Emily, but I'm like, okay, Naughty Emily, and they get a percentage off their subscription. Let me get this. They get 20% off subscriptions and 10% off all shop orders through March 31st with the promo code NaughtyEmily at craftvapery.com. And thank you for my gifts.
Sure, my pleasure.
I'm so excited. And you have, like, the different flavors in there and stuff. Okay, I wish you could
and
stay.
There's an assortment of some nicotine, some non-nicotine. So,
okay.
You know, but I didn't give you anything too strong. I know you used to smoke, but instead of popping a piece of gum, check
I'm
this
psyched.
Out the next
I haven't
time.
Had a good one. I bought, like, bad ones. So this is like
you'll
beautiful.
Love these flavors.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much.
Sure, my pleasure.
Great to see you. Thanks
Good
for stopping
to see
in.
You.
Okay, we're gonna go back to sex talk.
All right.
Okay, that's awesome. Manis, do you ever vape? You can have one of the you bought me two.
To vape? Okay. I can try it. Okay. I've never tried it before. Let's do
so
it right
fun,
now.
So
together.
Friggin' fun. Let's vape together. We've never done that together. Okay. So here's the thing. So let's go back to this. Okay, so lifestyles, that was the one thing, is that spontaneous sex is the best sex. Mm-hmm. Which I agree, because it's like in the newness of a relationship is when everything is spontaneous and new and exciting and mysterious. And you don't really know this person. And so that never changes. And when you're in a relationship, sometimes it can be harder to kind of get that spontaneity going again. So that's what people are the most turned on by. Okay, people who are in relationships and 18 to 34-year-olds tend to – people in relationships who are 18 to 34 tend to be most satisfied with their sex lives. I don't know that, really. Okay.
Yeah.
80% of people who are in relationships are either satisfied or very satisfied with their sex lives. Well, just 53% of single people are satisfied because they're single.
Really?
I guess, yeah. But the thing about the 18 to 34-year-olds are the most satisfied. Do you think it's because they don't realize, like, how much better it can get?
Probably. Well, if you're in your 30s, but 18 years old, you don't even know what you're doing.
You don't even know what sex is. But no, I mean, you
do
a little bit.
But you don't even know.
Maybe that's why you're so into it, because you're like, holy moly, this is so much better than watching porn.
You're doing it all the time, but you don't even realize, like, with women, some women are internal or external. You don't even find that out as a guy until later on in life.
Exactly. So it takes some time, but I'm glad everyone's having better sex. And then younger men and women condom users are confident in their sexual performance. 25 to 34 year olds have the highest perception of their ability in bed. Half, 50% believe they're good or amazing. And people who always use condoms are 9% more likely to think they're amazing in bed than all other condom users, whatever. So 23% versus 14. So that's a little stats for you here, Menace. I think that people just need to use more condoms. You know, we've always said that.
Yeah, but totally. People, I just bummed did you out. Or did we talk about that just recently with the there was that pop singer who put a whole condom on her foot?
Yes, she did. To say, hey, dude, do you think your penis is something's wrong with your penis?
Yeah.
It's too small. This condom, because guys use that excuse and they're like, oh,
it's too small. Yeah.
F those guys.
And she put it on her whole leg. She put
it on her leg and it totally fit and it didn't break. So check it out. That was sponsored by Lifestyles, that survey. I love their condoms. So if you want to, if you really think, the skin, S-K-Y-N condoms, are the skin large condoms are awesome because I used it with someone recently.
Oh, really?
Who was large and they're awesome. Not just because he was large, but it was good sex. Okay, you're going to love this one. What people Google about sex according to the numbers.
Okay. Let me guess.
Yes.
Can they get pregnant the first time? Not on there?
Let me see. Nothing about that.
Wow. Okay, go for
it. It's all about the goddamn penis.
Oh, is my penis too small? Blah, blah.
So, for example, though, how it starts is...
I think the fatter I got, my penis has gotten smaller.
That's just because you can't see it.
I think Dr. Drew, he said that, too. Like, you can lose up to an inch by your weight.
No way.
Yeah.
Have you gained weight lately? Or
definitely in the past couple of years. But finally, I know I've said this a billion times, but finally I have a wager now.
Ooh, you made a bet?
A bet, and it's like thousands of dollars if I lose.
How much did you lose?
No, I'm doing like a 10K race.
You're going
to
run?
Yeah, so I have to like get a better time than somebody else or I'm going to lose thousands of dollars.
Oh my God, so now you're going to start?
Yeah, it's in September, yeah.
Okay, good. That'll be good.
So do now.
Because your penis will grow again.
I'll find my penis again.
So Dr. Drew, you heard that on Loveline that he said the penis thing?
Yeah, I believe, you can lose up to an inch because of weight. Yeah, and I'm like,
I'm so sorry. Let's have a moment of silence.
How did my penis get smaller? And it's just like all the weight gain.
Aww.
So you got, guys.
Vape, lose weight.
No. Vape, lose weight, and your penis will come back.
Okay.
You know?
Well, you just let me know if your penis comes back soon.
Yeah.
I feel so sad. Okay, when we come back, we're going to cover the exact things that people are searching about their penis.
Good.
But first, a word from our lovely, amazing sponsors, Fleshlight. It's the number one sex toy for men, and it's probably the only one you want. I mean, right now you have your hand. That's not really a toy, people. Women have so many toys to choose from. We've got a million vibrators, and you use your hand. You guys got your hand. So the Fleshlight looks like a flashlight, comes in a can, and it's a male masturbation sleeve. It's made to look and feel like the real deal, like you're actually having sex. And many people think it even feels better than sex. I mean, I'm not saying you're not going to want sex again, but your sex life could improve, especially if you use the Fleshlight Stamina Training Unit, because it helps you practice lasting longer, becoming a better lover in bed, which we all want, and you'll experience some mind-blowing orgasms that you've never had that you don't have with your hand alone. I'm just saying, that's what everyone's telling me. And also, because I don't have a penis is what I'm saying. I can't really confirm it, but if I did have a penis, I wouldn't be talking to you. I'd be in my bedroom masturbating probably all the time. So what's a good Fleshlight experience if you don't got lube? You don't got no lube. You need lube. So if you go to Fleshlight.com, use code Emily, you are going to get a Fleshlight and a bottle of an award-winning lube when you buy a Fleshlight. So check that out. Fleshlight.com, code Emily. You will love it. Thanks for listening and supporting our sponsors that help keep the show free and happy like we are. Menace.
Yes.
I was just going to sing. So Google. Okay. So these are the things that people click the most. They come up. Okay. So what they were starting to say is, you know, when you start to type something into Google, like what do people pair the most with certain words?
Yeah. Once you start typing, it's hilarious. Yeah.
So you put in marriage, for example, sexless marriage. First thing that comes up.
Wow.
20,000 searches a month. Curiously, according to the numbers, more people search my boyfriend won't have sex with me on Google than they do my girlfriend won't have sex with me. How's that for a twist? Because you're always hearing
I've
that
women. I've been telling you that for years, but no, you don't believe me.
No, I've been saying that too. Before I started the show, I believed that myth that men only wanted sex, always wanted sex, and women not as much. But I've come to find out that a lot of women are being turned on sexually in the bedroom and they want more sex than their partner. So it's really just mismatched libidos. It goes both ways. I'm not saying that.
It's like if you had pizza a billion times, it's like you still love pizza, but you just don't need it as much, you know?
Well, you always need to have sex to keep the love alive in a relationship, or the intimacy alive. Otherwise, you're just roommates. So you need to keep having sex. But here's what gets interesting. When you look at what people lie about, according to this study, men say they have sex about 63 times a year. They allegedly only use condoms in 23% of those acts. But women say they have sex 55 times a year, with condoms being used 16%. And they say the math comes out to condom sales only about $600 million a year, but compared to the alleged $1.6 billion, there's some discrepancy there in condoms. But let me get to
somebody's
the best part.
Somebody's lying.
Let me get to the best part here. This is what they Google the most. How to make my penis bigger. How to make my penis longer. So if you just put in how big.
Yeah.
How big is my penis? Why is my penis small? How can I make my penis bigger? How should my penis be? How does my penis smell? How to enlarge my penis. Why is my penis so small? Yeah, those are the things. It's all about goddamn penis.
Yeah.
And whenever I meet people who are like, what do you do? Sex, da, da, da. What's the top question you get asked? I'm like, usually it's about a man's penis.
Yeah, what's the average size penis?
Right. Am I pleasing her to shave my penis? Mm-hmm. We'd love your penis. Stop worrying about it. Go worried about your career or something else. Who's going to win the big game?
And there's nothing you really can do about your penis, so just live with it, man.
Live with it. And you know what? Learn how to please your partner, too. Because if you feel like, first of all, she's fine, or he's probably fine with it, and way more fine with it than you are. But also, if you feel like there's a problem, get really good at foreplay, as everyone should anyway, and this should be a better incentive for you. Especially men, it's not a small penis. I'll give you some foreplay tips offline. What?
Small penis now.
I'm sad to hear that, Max. Do you want to talk about it more?
Huh?
Losing an inch of your penis is kind of a big deal.
I think
you got your finger chopped off. It's like losing a nail or something.
I'll get it back. I'll get it back.
Okay. Will you text me when it comes back?
Yeah. I'm like,
because right now I'm going to be upset for like the rest of the month.
Emily, my penis grew back.
I'm just really sad.
I lost like 70 pounds. My penis is back.
Are you trying to lose 70?
Need to, yeah.
No, you don't. Do you?
Yes, of course.
Well, we're going to move on right now to eat. What?
Oh, wait. Can I just mention something?
Please.
I briefly mentioned it in the last podcast when we had guests in studio, and it was this map that came out on the freakiest cities in America.
Oh, I want to know.
So I have the top 10. So number one, I already said it was Portland. Actually, let me read it back. I'll go backwards. Number one is Portland. Sorry, I gave
freakiest
away.
Freakiest city is number 10. No,
yeah.
Number 10. Wait, 10, so, the least out of the...
Yeah, we'll go up.
Got it. 10,
I already
10
gave away number
one.
I messed up. Right, sorry.
Keep going, whatever.
All right, so number 10 is Vegas.
Wow, I would think it'd be one. Yeah.
Number 9 is Philadelphia.
Ooh, ringing the bell.
Yeah. Number 8 is Boston.
Boston.
Number 7 is Seattle.
It's rainy and dark.
Yeah, number 6 is Los Angeles. Can you believe it?
We're only number 6?
Only number 6.
We're not freaky enough?
No.
Okay. I gotta change that. I live here now.
Who beats us out? Number 5 is Washington, D.C.
Come on. Oh, stuffy politicians.
Yeah,
they gotta be freaky.
Number 4 is Chicago.
I could see that.
Number 3 is New York City. In our old hometown, San Francisco, is number 2. And of course, I've already said Portland, number 1.
Portland. Portland. Portland is the least place I would think is freaky, kinky, sexy.
Well, they always, stay weird, Portland. I don't know.
Okay.
You hear all this crazy
Let's
stuff out of Portland.
Let's take a field trip to Portland. Get some new guests.
Yeah.
And San Francisco number 2, I guess I would have said that.
As number 2?
I was freakier there than I am here. But I'm also busier now.
Well, I don't think people
have
enough.
I have more time to get my freak on.
I don't think people have enough opportunity to get freaky here
because
everything's
we're all in
so
our cars.
Yeah.
I know we're so spread out, not our legs. No, but in San Francisco, you're walking around. You're like, there's someone's, dressed up as a horse, and he's naked, and they're,
On the radio show, we troll Craigslist all the time, and there's a lot of just like car hookups. Like, meet me here, and let's hook up in the car. Because
why?
Like
car sex is why
I know
because they probably have a wife and
yeah let's,
a
or no like let's meet up halfway so you don't have to drive all the way across
oh in
town,
LA
you
mean?
Know yeah
oh
yeah.
LA is all about the car hookup
yeah
because you're like where do you live okay because it's so true in LA you're like geographically undesirable
yeah
oh my god it's true though like a guy lives in you know by the beach I'm like I love the beach but it's 30 minute drive 40 minutes can't do it
too much
okay so let's read some emails
all right.
Because I love hearing from you all, feedback@sexwithemily.com. So thank you for emailing me your questions. And also, again, I'm going to mention the survey that you can find on my site. It will help me. Hi, Emily. I am in a relationship with an amazing guy who is still friends with his ex. This isn't just a normal ex. This is a girl he dated for over 5 years. We're both under 25 years old, so they dated through a lot of really important moments in their life. It was a mutual breakup. It happened about a year before we got together, so I know I'm not a rebound, but I'm still a pretty jealous person. Can't help but get worried when he's with her. They don't hang out a lot, but I know it still happens, and he knows it slightly bothers me, so he has made an effort to not talk about it at all. Still, can't get over it. I trust my boyfriend, but I don't know if I trust her. Maybe I sound crazy and it's not a big deal, but I was wondering, what's your take on it when it comes to being exes, friends with exes? Thank you, Angie. Menace, wow. I know. Menace is going to have a field day on me right now.
Go ahead.
Well, okay. This has been a long-running thing in the show. Many of my exes, I'm very good friends with. In fact, some of them are my best friends. The thing is, yes, you can be friends with exes. However, there are certain rules to this. You can't have... When you break up with someone, you need some time apart. You can't... It's not like you break up, you throw dishes across the room, you hate each other, you unfriend on Facebook, and then you're best friends the next day. You need some distance and time to heal those wounds. Now, it makes sense that, you know, eventually you would be friends if you had, you know, you loved it, you had a bond, and they were together for 5 years during adolescence and formative years. However, if there's, you know, it can get tricky if you're both one person is still attracted to the other person and there's still some flirting. So usually when these relationships work is if one of you have moved on, you have another partner, and or both of you ideally, or enough time has passed that you can become friends. So I believe that you can become friends with your exes, but the fact that he's not talking, he said he wouldn't talk to you about it anymore because it makes you anxious. I'm just wondering, you know, what is the level of their friendship? How long is he talking to her? How often is he talking to her? And he should include you when they go out. If they go out, he should say, hey, my girlfriend's coming. Like, I understand why you'd be uncomfortable with that. And I'm also wondering, are they on the phone? Are they texting? If they're simply in contact every now and then, they talk once a month or whatever, I'm kind of okay with that. But if you feel like she's infiltrating and your jealousy radar is going up for a reason, you know, kind of investigate that.
Yeah.
What do you think, Menace?
I don't like them hanging out all the time.
She didn't say that yet, so I don't have all the details. If they were hanging out all the time, that's a problem.
It's either, you know, I would say her or me type situation. But if they talk once in a while on the phone, whatever, who cares?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like, oh, this Saturday... I want to go hang out with, you know, such and such. You want to come along? No, I don't want to hang out with you and your ex.
Right.
Please, come on.
Ideally, if they have a new boyfriend or something, and then you can go out with a couple. Even then, it's weird.
It's like...
But you've never gone to the place where your friend... Like, I've gone to Mexico with my ex and my new boyfriend.
I'm cool with pretty much all my ex-girlfriends, but I'm not going to be, like, hanging out with them.
They're not your first choice.
You're not going to take my girlfriend to go hang out with them. You know?
Right. Well, I just think that, you know, Angie, you wrote, it's bothering you. I think you got to delve into it more, not just simply have him not talk about it. So if there's something that's triggering it in you, you got to talk about it more and set some boundaries around it and say, you know what? I'm not comfortable with you talking to her all the time. And so, you know, you got to lay down the law. If it's
all my ex-girlfriends are super jealous because they live boring ass lives now too.
Really? Like your ones from high school and still living in the hometown?
Yeah.
7-Eleven? What are they jealous of?
Just because, like, me and my girlfriend, we just go. We just, like, oh, we decide, last second, we're just going to go to Palm Springs.
Like, he didn't do that with me.
Yeah.
Right? They're like,
Giving me too much crap because I was spending too much, you know.
That was always your issue.
Too much time at work. But now I've finally reached to the place that I needed to be, and then now I can have fun and work.
I'm glad for you, Menace, because you're the hardest working man in showbiz.
But it's just, like, you know. So it's funny now that, like... I'm sorry, you know, you're the one that wanted to give me crap all the time.
Right, the girls are mad.
Yeah.
It's true. Menace and I have had similar issues when we've dated people and we are very independent, have jobs that we care a lot about. And when you're with someone who tries to, doesn't cool with your work schedule, it's hard to date them. I'm like, you can choose me or your job. It's like, I'm going to choose paying my rent.
Yeah,
I'll
yeah.
later. Okay, dear Emily, my wife and I have been married for 25 years. Our libidos are not in sync, and we go sometimes weeks or months without sex. The problem is that we are noisy, according to my wife, with the moaning, the thrusting, and orgasm screams. She's self-conscious and will refuse to have sex in our bedroom while the kids, teenagers, are home. She's embarrassed to face them knowing that we have sex. We have gone away every now and then on the weekends. That's fine, but I can't wait months to be intimate with my wife. Thanks, Frank. Okay, so Frank, there's two issues here. You've got mismatched libidos and the loud sex. And I agree with you that you can't go months without having sex with your wife. It's very important for couples to connect intimately and to continue to have sex. But I'm wondering if there's some excuses here that she's making. You know, first of all, they're teenagers.
Yeah.
They know you had sex. They know how they were. Yeah. They know they were born.
And also, like, how often will a teenager be home?
That's what I thought, too.
But you know what? Practice. I don't know. Like some, I don't know. I sound old here. This generation, they like staying at home. Like my girlfriend's brother, he is 21 years old. Always wants just to be at the house,
vaping and playing video games.
No, he doesn't vape, but he just likes being at the house. And I go, when I was 21 years old, you cannot catch me at the house for anything, you know. But like kids these days. They think like social media and talking through the Xbox and stuff like that. They consider that hanging out.
I know.
And hanging out for us was like going to Denny's in the middle of the night with your friends.
I know. We were out. We were talking. We were looking at each other. We had no cell phones. If someone showed up, we didn't know where they did or didn't because there's no texting. Phones are going to kill us.
So much. So different.
So many negative. Okay, but here's the thing. Is that I want to tell you, Frank, is that again, I'm wondering if your wife is using the noise as an excuse or if she's confused by the mismatched libidos. Has she been checked out by her doctor? There's many things that can impact her libido. She could be menopausal, perimenopausal, if she's taking meds, if she's depressed. You have to find time to make it work. And even if you turn on the TV and say, hey, mommy and daddy, we're going to go watch, not mommy and daddy, they're teenagers. We're going to go watch a movie, kids, you know, whatever, turn the TV on. They're so caught up on their phones. Do you think they're thinking her mom and dad having sex? And you know what? I don't believe that she is as loud as she thinks she is. And I think you just have to, and even if she is loud, turn the TV on, muffle in the pillows. And so what? Are kids going to die? I mean, they're not listening to you having sex. And don't do it when they're in the next room. But I'm sure there are times in your life. People don't like to hear me say this, but if you got to schedule sex and you know all the kids are out at practice or at a party on one, it's going to be Saturday afternoon at 3. Well, you know what, Frank? You and your wife, you're having sex Saturday afternoon at 3. So the two of you have to be honest and come together with a solution and compromise that work for you to make sure that you are both having sex and connecting. Because I agree, it can't just be when you go away a few times a year.
Yeah, agreed.
It's your home.
And also, check out the app Hotel Tonight, too.
What's that?
If you have a couple extra dollars.
Oh, is it at hotels.com?
No, Hotel Tonight. That's what I used just to take off to Palm Springs recently because there was like this great hotel, the Saguaro. I might be saying it wrong, but you can see photos on my Instagram, Menace on Instagram. It's a beautiful hotel. And it's usually like 300 plus a night. We got it for like $100.
No way. The very last minute?
Yeah.
That's the whole thing?
That's Hotel Tonight. You're like, okay.
Oh, Hotel Tonight. I get it. You can't do Hotel Tomorrow Night.
But yeah, you get like huge discounts.
That's actually good for me because I don't like planning ahead.
Yeah, so you're like, okay, what's a great discount tonight on a hotel? And then you just pop it up.
Right.
Yeah,
I think that's great. And I think that couples, if your kids are teenagers, you could do this too. You could leave home.
And I know not everybody can afford it, but, again, just like...
That's true.
Just try to... find a way to make it happen, you know?
Yeah, and I hate saying that to people because I know that not everyone can afford to take it away for the night, but yeah, there's cheap places. If your friends are out of town and they're like, you know, hey, watch our house, or if your friends have a guest house, there are ways that you can get some time. It's important. Okay, moving on here. Dear Emily, basically, there's no simple way to put this background info. I'm 23 years old. I've been sexually active since I was 16. I've only been with two people, but with these people, I'm completely comfortable. Yet I find the same problem in both of my relationships when it comes to sex, that is. I have these crazy, vivid, mind-blowing sexual experiences going on in my head and all the things I want to do with them when I see them and super pumped about the sex and the next encounter and then bam. When I actually see them, I get what I like to call a sex block. I'm like unable to initiate sex or perform all the crazy things I want in my head. similar to writer's block, but with sex. I just recently started listening to your show and I'm obsessed. I absolutely love it. Upset now that I'm just finding out about it. Playing catch up is hard, but I'm sure with time I'll have them all listened to. Any suggestions are appreciated. Thank you. I look forward to spending all my free time catching up. Thanks, Kelsey. You're sweet, Kelsey. I don't think you'll ever run out.
Yeah.
We've got 2,000 now. We have 2,000 of them. They're not all online. Kelsey, thank you. Okay, here's the deal. First, I have to, my hat's off to you because you have a very healthy fantasy life, which is one of the cornerstones. One of the most important things that women can do is cultivate their fantasy life when it comes to sex. I think men naturally have a very active fantasy life.
Yeah.
I'm not saying women don't, but there are many women who are like, I don't fantasize. I don't da-da-da. So that's great. And a lot of our fantasies, we don't actually want them to happen in reality. Mm-hmm. That could be part of it. But if the sex is so good, you're beating yourself up for what you're not doing, which means you're too inside your head and you're probably not having the best sex you could be having because you're all tripped up that you're not doing this crazy thing that you thought on the way over. And so you don't have to pounce on the fantasies right away. And it's just like writer's block. What I do is you just got to write. Sometimes you just got to write. It doesn't make any sense. And you write and you go back to it. You're like, oh, that's pretty good. So with sex, I'd say stop thinking about like what it should be before you get there. Just know that you're turned on. Know that you're excited to see your partner and get into the moment with the sex. And maybe you'll be more inspired to try one of these new things. And it, just because you're having a fantasy, it doesn't have to be all of them. Pick a sliver of the fantasy that you want to start. You're not failing at sex. You're not doing anything wrong. You're just beating yourself up because you're not acting out on it. And I'm going to say you're going to get there, Kelsey. You will get there. And so it's just like sex. Like you have to be present in the moment and don't beat yourself up. And he's not let down, I'm sure.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
Why isn't she initiating that elaborate sex that she had about the threesome?
Is she breathing? Is she into it? Yes. All right, you're good.
Exactly. So sex, the thing about sex is that it's expansive and constantly growing. And I like that you're having the fantasies, but they're for pleasure and they're not for creating more anxiety. So deal with the anxiety. What do you think, Menace?
I totally agree.
And we agree. But I love, again, love that you fantasies. I hear from women all the time. I don't have them. Okay, next email is Sex Alive with Long Distance. Emily, me and my girlfriend are going through a rough patch. I've been struggling with depression. She's been really supportive and is a big factor for me getting through this tough time. At the same time, this is my first long-term relationship as well as a real relationship, which is great, but not made easier by the fact it's long distance. We really don't get to see each other a lot as I can only afford to go see her every month or so. She's beautiful. She's an amazing figure, yet she's not confident of it. No matter how much I tell her, so the idea of sending me a picture or two of what I'm missing seems almost far-fetched, even if I send one first. Now, saying that, when we're together, our sex life is great. We can really connect. But when we're apart, we speak like we're a 30-year-old couple. Don't get me wrong. We have real conversations. We laugh. We smile. But no, none of it, neither of it, none of it has, neither of us have any clue where to go when it comes to phone sex. Now I won't be able to see her until April, the longest I haven't seen her in a while. I'm scared that if I can't find a way to keep up the spark, that it's just going to fall apart. So I was wondering if you have any advice how to spice up a long-term relationship. Best regards.
Both.
Kay.
Can I jump in first?
Sure.
I hate to bring in alcohol, but if you are drinkers, it'll make it a lot easier. Be like, hey, honey, you know what? Friday night, I'm going to be at my house and you'll be at your place and let's just have drinks together.
Like a Skype date.
Like a Skype date. It'll eventually lead to that.
Right. I think so. I mean, I don't know. But have you cocktails, call each other at night, but.
Yeah, but I think like.
You think it'll lead to the dirty talk?
I think it'll definitely lead to the dirty talk. And I want to bring up another thing that doesn't have to do with the sexual stuff and go to that. But someone that actually used to do something similar to this was Bill Gates with his wife. He had a long distance relationship.
Okay.
And when he wanted to talk to his now wife about things, and he would set up these dates, but they would go to a movie at the same time, but like different theaters in like different states and different parts of the area. So, like, this stuff can work out.
So then they come home, talk about it.
Yeah, and they have something to talk about.
FaceTime. He invented FaceTime, probably. So
yeah, but, I mean, this is, like, way before all that stuff.
I know, I get it.
But I'm just saying, like, set up situations like that. Because, yeah, a long-distance relationship, you have to be innovative and, you know, to keep everything going and, you know, exciting.
It's true. And we you know, dirty talk is great. I get that you don't know where to start. And there's a lot of people who are a little intimidated by it. And the best rules of dirty talk is that, you know, or phone sex, is that you want to be very descriptive. And so you just might want to start saying, I missed you, baby. You know, I missed your body. God, it was so hot when we were together last week. And I keep thinking about that night after dinner when we went back to your room and you were so hot on the bed, something like that. And then that gets the conversation going. You describe a scenario and she'd be like, yeah, I remember that. That was fun. So then you're like, well, now what do I do? And be like, God, do you ever think about that? Like, if I was there right now, what would you want me to do to you? And she might say, I don't know. What would you want? And then you could say, I'm thinking about how great your breasts feel in my hair, how your whatever you want to breast, your ass looks in those jeans, you know? I mean, really, it doesn't have to start all crazy, wild. It could just start describing a particular fantasy and staying linear. So you can also think about a night that you had sex that was like the best sex. Or you can say to her, what was the most memorable night we've had sex? And then have her describe it to you. So again, it's using descriptive words. Skype sex, huge. I mean, if you say she's not comfortable sending you naked photos, Skype sex, she might feel a little better about, because you said when you're in person, she's comfortable.
Yeah.
So Skype sex is really fun because you can make a date. You can even go see a movie, separate cities, talk about the date, have a glass of wine, and then move to Skype sex or phone sex. With both of them, you have to make sure that you set the atmosphere. You don't want to be having phone sex when you get home from work and you're pacing around doing laundry, which I've totally done before. I'm like talking to a boyfriend and I'm like getting him off as I'm like putting in the fabric softener. I'm like, I'm not turned on, but I know that you are. So make sure that it's private.
Guys are so easy.
And you need foreplay a little bit. Like, and that could be like a verbal foreplay or text her and say, can't wait tonight to see you, you know, if it's going to be a Skype thing. And then you want it to progress. You want to take it easy, like getting her undressed. If you're looking at her and you say she has some insecurities about her body, which a lot of women do, but just say, you look so hot right now. What are you wearing underneath that? And like, undress her. Talk to her. Make her get undressed. And then you get undressed. Start it very slowly. And make sure that you are talking through it. So the sex part is where you both, you know, mutually masturbate. So you can play. You don't even have to take it there. But if it gets to that point, she can watch you. You watch her. It can be really, really hot. Compliment her. Say that's so hot. You really, if she's got insecurities about it, you can just keep saying how hot it is to watch her. And because I'm sure it is. I'm not making this up. I'm sure you're looking at her being really turned on. Tell her that you're thinking that. Tell her what she looks like, how beautiful she is, how much you miss her, how great she looks with the way the light's shining on her, you know, on her bed with her laptop and you're doing the Skype. I mean, or on your phone, however you do it. So there's all these different ways that you can connect sexually. You can also get one of these remote control vibes, which are great. We've talked about these a few times, but I just came back from these sex shows. There are these remote control vibes. Jeju makes one called the Dua and the Nua. There's one by Oh My Bod. And they're great. And you can control on your Bluetooth, on your phone. You can have an app where she's wearing a vibrator and you're controlling it long distance. That could be another date. You could do it either when you're together or when you're watching her on Skype or apart. So there's a lot of things you can do. And I love that you have such a consciousness around this, because you're right. If you guys talk for the next 3 months and it's like you've been together 30 years, it'll be hard to keep. It's hard sometimes in long distance. So you got to do the little things.
You have to keep it fresh,
keep
all
the
time.
Alive.
Yeah. And if you don't drink, that's okay. I'm sorry that, you know, always pushing the alcohol and stuff like that.
Hey, liquid courage.
Yeah.
No one ever.
Totally. And if you don't drink at all, it's not your thing, then you know what? You have courage inside you. And again, I say it almost every podcast. If it doesn't work out or something that you want to try and it fails, you're not going to die. Nothing bad is going
to happen
to you.
Nothing bad is going to happen to you. Right, exactly. And so this long distance thing, if she's not down with any of it, she's like, I don't want to talk to her. You know, then you got to talk about her. You got to say, I'm concerned because I feel that, you know, and it's true that intimacy, couples need to be intimate in some way or their relationship dies. And so you're going to need to continue to keep that sexual connection alive, or she'll come home and you'll be roommates and she'll like be staying in the guest room. So that is true. All right. That's all we have time for today.
Yes. Yeah, so
I
much
love
fun.
You all. Thank you for listening. I love you, Menace. Find Menace everywhere. MENACE.
Yeah.
Twitter,
on Instagram. always pumping that Instagram. That's my fave.
Okay. Follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. It's All Sex with Emily. I've got a survey with a contest coming out. It'll take you 3 minutes and you'll win some cool prizes. And I love everyone. So thank you so much for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay. I made massage candles. You might not know what they are. I've tried to explain them to you before, but you really got to experience them because I made them so you could have the best sex of your life. They're like foreplay. They actually are a threefer. They set the atmosphere. They're beautiful candles. They light up the room because we like atmosphere. Turns us on. They also turn into the most luxurious massage oil. So once you light them for a little while, the oil pools. Pour it on your partner's body. It's warm. It's sensual. It's luxurious. And it's a great gift. Oh my God, it's perfect for Valentine's Day. The scents are amazing. It's aromatherapy. And I had a listener who say that it changed his sex life. They were not having good sex. And he said they gave each other massages. It was a reciprocal massage. And she couldn't stop talking about how good the candle smells, how great the massage oil feels. And this guy, this listener, was convinced that the scent and my candles, emilyandtony.com, helped us through some of the barriers to sex we have faced lately. You guys, I created them so you can have the best sex of your life. Why else would I do anything? EmilyandTony.com. Use code Emily for 20% off. Thanks for listening.